Again, we're going to start for prayer this morning, coming from Nehemiah 1, chapters 5 through 11. Nehemiah 1, chapters 5 through 11. And this is written to be, well, it's not written to be out of the Bible, but it's formatted to be a congregational prayer, so we can pray together. I beseech thee, O Yahweh, God of heaven, the great and terrible God, that keepeth covenant and mercy for them that love him and observe his commandments. Let thine ear now be attentive, and thine eye open, that thou mayest hear the prayer of thy servant, which I pray before thee now, day and night. For the children of Israel, thy servants, we confess our sins, which we have sinned against thee, both I and my father's house. We have sinned. We have dealt very corruptly against thee, and have not kept the commandments, nor the statutes, nor the judgments, which thou commandest thy servant Moses. Remember, I beseech thee, the words that thou commandest thy servant Moses, saying, if ye transgress, I will scatter you abroad among the nations. But if ye return unto me, and keep my commandments, and do them, though there were a few cast out unto the utmost parts of heaven, yet will I gather them from thence, and will bring them unto the place that I have chosen to set my name there. Now these are thy servants and thy people, whom thou hast redeemed by thy great power, and by thy strong hand. O Lord, I beseech thee, let now thine ear be attentive to the prayer of thy servant, and to the prayer of thy servants, who desire to fear thy name and prosper. I pray thee, thy servant, this day, and grant us mercy in the sight of men. Amen.
And so again, that prayer is framed because the prophet Nehemiah, or the governor Nehemiah, was going before the king to petition for his people, and that was the prayer which he prayed in the ninth month, which is recorded in Scripture for us so that we can remember that that's when it happened. And I think it's a good prayer for us in our day and age, regardless of what man we come in contact with. Always remember to confess our sins to God, because he's faithful to forgive us. And if we ask, and ask in faith, so we should remember those. Principles that Nehemiah obviously knew. These are not new principles to Scripture, but ancient ones. And so we do have a typo. It says Psalm 145, praise psalm. But it is not Psalm 145. It is Psalm 146. And so we're going to start with a praise psalm this morning, to the tune of Old 100.
Hallelujah, praise Yahweh, my soul will praise God while I live, while I have being to my God. In songs and songs I'll praise him. Not in princes nor man's son, in whom there is no stay, no stay. His breath departs to earth, he turns. That day his thoughts decay. Whose hope upon the Lord doth rest, and on his God is stayed, who made the earth and heaven high, who made the According as the days have been wearing.
19:6 is where we should have started, but we skipped over it, so we'll go there now. So it's the sixth page. Not all of them have their parts. It's Alf, Beth, Gimel, Delph, E, and Fav. We are on Fav today. We're going to get a little hum on Woodworth because Woodworth is a little tricky one for the tunes. King James Bibles handy. We're going to go to the next part of Exodus 22, which is 16 through 28. for our Old Testament reading out of the law this morning, Exodus chapter 22, Genesis and Exodus, second book of the Bible, easy to find. If you're not swinging your hands around, it's easy to find, that is. And so we are on 16 through 28. These do not necessarily correspond with anything we will be studying or focusing on, but these are all laws of brotherly love. So there is always that to consider. All of God's law has its second greatest principle in mind, that is to love thy neighbor and thy brother as thyself. Verse 16 of Exodus 22, if a man entice a maid that is not betrothed and lie with her, he shall surely endow her to be his wife.
If her father utterly refuse to give her unto him, he shall pay money according to the dowry of virgins.
Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live.
Whosoever lieth with a beast shall surely be put to death.
He that sacrifices unto any other god, save Yahweh only, he shall be utterly destroyed.
Thou shalt neither vex a stranger nor oppress him, for ye were strangers in the land of Egypt.
Ye shall not afflict any widow or fatherless child.
If thou afflict them in any wise, and they cry at all unto me, I will surely hear their cry.
And my wrath shall wax hot, and I will kill you with the sword, and your wives shall be widows, and your children fatherless.
If thou lend money to any of my people that is poor by thee, thou shalt not be to him as a usurer, neither shalt thou lay upon him usury.
If thou at all take thy neighbor's raiment to pledge, thou shalt deliver it unto him by that the sun goeth down.
For that is his covering only, it is his raiment for his skin, wherein shall he sleep. And it shall come to pass, when he crieth unto me, that I will hear, for I am gracious.
Thou shalt not revile the gods, nor curse the rulers of thy people.
That will shut.
We're ending right there. The word gods there in verse 28 is the way in which judges are referred to in Scripture, the judges of the people. And so that's always good to not telling you you're not allowed to revile Baal or Moloch or one of those guys. So you can revile them all you want. The Bible's full of it. So it's actually speaking of the rulers of one's people, the elders and the presbyters that are in positions of church authority. So with that, we're going to go into Bible study. Hopefully we can apply some of those principles as we do so. All right, well, if we all got our King James Bible, we'll go to Matthew chapter 5. Chapter 5, starting in 1. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into the mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him.
And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying,
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs the kingdom of heaven.
Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted.
Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled.
Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy.
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God.
Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake.
Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you.
Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt hath lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men.
Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid.
Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and giveth light unto all the house.
Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven.
Think not I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill.
For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled.
Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoso shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven.
For I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Ye have heard that it was said of them of old time, thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment.
But I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, Thou fool, shall be in danger of hellfire.
Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother hath aught against thee,
leave there thy gift before the altar, and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift.
Agree with thine adversary quickly, while thou art in the way with him, lest at any time the adversary deliver thee to the judge, and the judge deliver thee unto the officer, and thou be cast into prison.
Verily I say unto thee, thou shalt by no means come out thence, till thou hast paid the uttermost farthing.
Ye have heard that it was said of them of old time, thou shalt not commit adultery.
But I say unto you, that whosoever looks at a woman to lust after her has committed adultery with her already in his heart.
And if thy right hand offend thee, pluck it out, and cast it from thee, for it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell.
And if thy right hand offend thee, cut it off, and cast it from thee, for it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell.
It has been said, whosoever shall put away his wife, let him give her a writing of divorcement.
But I say unto you, that whosoever shall put away his wife, saving for the cause of fornication, causes her to commit adultery, and whosoever shall marry her that is divorced committeth adultery.
Again, you have heard that it was said, or that it has been said of them of old time, thou shalt not forswear thyself, but shall perform unto the Lord thine oaths.
But I say unto you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool,
neither by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king.
Neither shalt thou swear by thy head, because thou cannot make one hair white or black.
But let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay, for whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil.
You have heard that it hath been said, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth.
But I say unto you, that ye resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on the right cheek, turn to him the other also.
And if any man will sue thee at the law, and take away thy coat, let him have thy cloak also.
And whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain.
Give to him that asketh of thee, and from him that would borrow of thee, turn thou not away.
Ye have heard that it has been said, Thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy.
But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you.
That ye may be the children of your Father, which is in heaven. For he maketh the sun to rise on the evil and the good, and he sends rain on the just and on the unjust.
For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same?
And if ye salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans so?
Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father is in heaven is perfect.
And so we have something just a little different also here. We have Psalm 118, which then translates over into a song. And so we'll have a responsive reading that's in the loose leaf pamphlet. And then we'll sing the end of it. Kind of a long song, and I think that this was a good way to do it to help you understand what it says. Oh, give thanks unto Yahweh.
For he is good, because his mercy endureth forever.
Let Israel now say,
that his mercy endureth forever.
Let the house of Aaron now say,
that his mercy endureth forever.
Let them now that fear the Lord say,
that his mercy endureth forever.
I called upon the Lord in distress.
The Lord answered me and set me in a large place.
The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me?
The Lord taketh my part with him that helped me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me.
It is better to trust in Yahweh
than to put confidence in man.
It is better to trust in Yahweh
than to put confidence in princes.
All nations can pass me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them.
They compass me about, yea, they compass me about, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them.
They compass me about like bees.
They are quenched as the fire of thorns, for in the name of Yahweh I will destroy them.
Thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall.
But the Lord helps me. Yahweh is my strength and my song, and he become my salvation.
Verses 15 through 29 we'll sing. This is to Old 29th, which is a little bit of a slower tune. So I don't know if it's even easy to hum. So we'll just get started and then we'll move with it.
Indwelling of the righteous is heard the melody. Our joy and health, the Lord's right hand, doth ever valiantly. The right hand of the mighty Lord exalted is on high. The right hand of the mighty Lord doth ever valiantly. I shall not die, but live and shall the works of God discover. The Lord hath me chanced, I live sore, but not to death give over. Oh, set ye open unto me the gates of righteousness. Then will I enter into them, and I, the Lord, will bless. This is the gate of God, by it the just shall enter in. Thee will I praise, for thou me hast, and hast me safety then. That stone is made the cornerstone, which builders did despise. This is the doing of the Lord, and wondrous in our eyes.
God made in it will joy triumphantly. Save now, I pray thee, Lord, I pray, send now prosperity. Blessed is he in God's great name that counteth unto save. We from the house which to the Lord pertain, he blessed have. God is the Lord who unto us hath made light to arise. Bind ye unto the altar's horns with cords of sacrifice. Thou art my God, I'll be exalted, my God, I will be praised. Give thanks to God, for he is good, his mercy lasts always.
Well, we're going to end with the Lord's Prayer today, as opposed to a regular prayer, which we can say together in the very back of our sheet. When you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of. Before ye ask him, after this manner, therefore pray ye.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you their trespasses.